I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we are given our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff and community. It's a treat and a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Jesus is the rock. Can you smell what he's cooking, Hallie?
Ooh, what's Jesus cooking?
The truth.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool. How was your week, Gray?
It was so awesome, Hallie. I'm not sure if you've heard, but we at Climax have taken and sheltered two Afghan refugee teens in the gym all week.
Wow.
It has been so amazing.
It's so cool.
It is, Hallie. And did you just see the look on these teens' faces? They're from Afghanistan. There's been a war there forever before they were even born. And then they walk in this awesome gym and facility. And I think they are just so thankful and blown away after, you know, we blew away their country.
I bet they've never seen anything like our facility.
Oh, they
must be
it.
So impressed.
It's been so cool. And I just, you know, we're looking for a place to settle them. Which
you
is
got
really
them sleeping in
need.
The gymnasium right now?
Yeah, we got them sleeping in there till Saturday. But then we've got a lot of activities in there on Sunday. So we really need to get them housed before then.
It's so great to say you are welcome here.
Exactly.
You know, until Saturday, for sure.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Well, where are you going to relocate them to?
Well, you know, probably not Indianapolis because it's just a bit cold here for them.
Yeah, they're from the desert. Yeah, they're going to get really chilly.
Yeah, we're looking at Detroit. Anyway, I really had an awesome week as well, Hallie. I took my day off and flew down to hang out with my lady friend. It's long distance, you know. So my lady friend, Jen, Hatmaker, or we, you know, as the internet calls us, Graymaker. And it was so fun, Hallie. Just hung out at a place in Texas with a few of her lady friends, just sick ladies and me.
Oh,
and it was really cool.
She's got great girlfriends, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But did you sleep over at her house?
Oh, no, Hallie, definitely not.
Okay,
she put me up at a Hampton Inn just down the road. Yeah, because you can't really, you know, you have to avoid the appearance of evil.
That's in the Bible.
It's
in
the Bible.
Avoid the appearance of evil. That's scripture. Look it up. Find the reference. Avoid the appearance of evil. It's in there.
But the only weird thing, Hallie, I don't know if I've mentioned him on the podcast before, but my friend
Clay Mason Bannerman.
Yeah, he, well, I hate to say this, but he fell off the wagon.
I didn't know he was a drinker.
Well, he's not. No, he fell off a hayride.
Oh,
actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was drinking. But he was on some Tinder date. So stupid. And yeah, broke his coccyx.
His coccyx.
Yeah. So now he's really laid up. And I've, you know, I've been staying over there because, you know, he needs a lot of help. But let me tell you, he is the worst patient, just always complaining, needing something, saying I can't go anywhere because he needs help. And yeah, just so silly.
You're such a good friend.
Yeah. I just am pretty sick of it, Hallie. And, you know, I just hope he heals up quickly.
Well, maybe this is a good sign for you because you know who's not needy?
Who's
Jen Hatmaker.
Oh, I know. She is awesome.
So exciting.
How was your weekend, Hallie?
Oh, I had some drama in my family. My daughter, who works at Lids, which is the baseball cap shop at the mall.
Right. Yeah, sort of the flat brim trashy hat.
Yeah, she loves that job and she got fired.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's your daughter?
She was heartbroken. My daughter, who works at Lids.
Oh, okay.
The poor thing is so bummed.
Well, how did she get fired? What did she do?
Evidently, she called her boss a Nimrod.
Oh, okay. Sort of a OT insult there.
Yeah. Nimrod was the guy who was building the Tower of Babel.
Exactly.
And then they tried to build it too high to reach heaven. And God said, that's a no.
That's right. Slapped him right down.
So I said, honey, you can't call people names. And
right.
She said,
I mean, that is a really loaded word. I mean, I would be really insulted if you call me that.
Well, she said, Mom, I thought it was apropos. She said, my boss was stacking the lids too high. The whole thing fell over, hit a mall cop. He thought he was being attacked and he started blindly firing off 3 rounds into the crowded mall.
Oh, my goodness.
Luckily, nobody was hurt, but they had to clear the whole mall from Gap to Macy to Nordstrom. To Justice, to Limited, right. To Delia, to Claire's, you know, from Build-A-Bear Workshop to Spencer Gifts, yeah. To Walden Book, to Lids, obviously, American Eagle, to Bath and Body Works.
Hallie, are you just naming places
Buckle,
at the mall?
To Finish
Hallie.
Line, to Foot
Hallie.
Locker, Hollister,
Hallie.
Abercrombie's.
Are you just, yeah, we get it, the whole mall cleared.
And nobody got hurt, thank goodness, but it was a whole thing.
What a Nimrod.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Just like Jesus traveled around teaching and preaching the good news of the gospel, our guest today is also a traveling preacher. It is Mr. Banaka Bezacola.
Hello. Yes. I'm so happy to be here. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Welcome,
I don't know. What
Banaka.
Time is it here in this country?
Your body clock must be so jacked.
Oh, my God. The jet lag is just sagging in my buttocks right now. I don't even know. I can't figure out what is happening anywhere. What is going on?
Oh, Well, I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit is speaking through you, because if you physically are this taxed, I sure couldn't tell when I saw you preaching and sound checking in the main auditorium. You were really channeling the Son of God.
Yeah, you were just so on fire for Christ. It's amazing to have someone from where you're from. I guess Africa is, you know, where you're from. Just really.
I'm here from Wakanda. Yes, I'm here fresh. Nigeria is what we call it these days. I'm very, very, very happy to be here. This is a pleasure. This is I was just, your congregation, they are so alive with God.
Yes.
And it's very much excites me to see people so alive and on fire for Jesus crackers. Yes. Oh my God. It is beautiful. It's beautiful to see you.
And for those who don't know, Twin Hills Community Church sends money all over the world to people who are committed to spreading the word of God. And Banaka is one of those people. And so I guess I want to start off by just saying, what is it like in Wakanda, where you're from, where, you know, we're giving all this money, and what's it like? Just tell us a little bit about the work that your church is doing.
Yes, the work we're doing is very well. You know, Wakanda, we're a very advanced society, a very secret society. It is from donations from people like you that are giving to us that we can continue to allow our society to advance and create, you know, a kind of base or a hub, so to speak, on the dark continent, for all kinds of work to be done across that place for U.S. operations. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying.
Yeah, yes, totally.
It blesses my soul, I tell you. It makes me feel so good that a few of our dollars can go so far all the way over there across the planet in Nigeria, and we're able to have an influence for Christ over there with people who might not know him.
Yes, we need to spread the gospel. People need to know what Jesus is.
Yeah.
There are people who don't even know his complexion.
Really?
And we need to spread that gospel, yes.
What is his complexion, I guess? Is it...
You know, it is something, it's so creamy, milky, you know, it's something smooth.
Yeah.
When you know it, you see it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so how many people are in your church, and is the money going for like food and water or things like that? Or I guess I don't really have a conception of what it's like over there.
Yeah. Are we keeping the lights on in your church? Do you have a church building? Where do you gather?
Yes, we have building. Yes. Yeah. Keeping lights on. Well, there's money for food, for water, for concubines, staff, servants, all of those things. We are there. You know, I have one Mercedes. My other servant, they have another Mercedes. There's we're giving a private jet fund. There are plenty of things that we are funding, you know, and it is very good because, you know, it's a very tiny village that we're in. It's not too many people.
Okay.
There's not a lot of things. Power is not steady, but because of the money you give us, we are able to keep this magnificent building with all kinds of lights, all kinds of cars, all kinds of people, and these villagers, they can come and see it and balk at the amazingness of God.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they can only come on Sunday. They can't come any other time.
Oh, really?
But they can look at it. They can see it, and that is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And, you know, your accent is strong, so sometimes I don't catch a word or two. But I love that you said, we're making a lot of, that we have money for turbines, because turbines are important where we have a lot of, you know, so we can keep the lights on.
Yes, turbines. I met a concubine. Concubine is a mistress that a pastor, someone who is accomplished like myself, would have. But turbine is good for power. Maybe we can put, maybe I'll tell someone to write that down. Maybe you should get some turbines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of concubines.
I was afraid you said concubines. I mean, could that be maybe also lost in translation, Hallie?
Yeah.
Like make it by porcupines? I'm trying to think of kind of a similar.
I'm sure it means something different in Nigeria.
Right.
Yeah, it is, you know, when you work for God.
Yes.
Sometimes you need some assistance.
Yes.
You need help.
Yes.
You know, you cannot. There's no man is an island.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You cannot do all this work by yourself. So you might, go into your congregation and see if anyone would like to assist you or help you with your ministry. Maybe outside of the ministry hours.
Yes.
Okay.
And a concubine might assist with that.
Okay, I think it's
I don't know if you guys do that here in
over we call it a secretary.
Maybe an assistant, right, an executive assistant, administrative assistant. And I'll tell you what, Banaka, mm-hmm. even Jesus needed a little help carrying the cross down the Via Dolorosa. Am I right?
Oh,
you just
God.
Need
yes.
help. Yes, mm-hmm. from time to
yes.
time. And I'll tell you what, Banaka, you are such a blessing to the Twin Hills Community Church community because, you know, some people might look at the leadership of our church and say, well, that's all white men. If I come to Twin Hills, I'm just going to hear preaching from a white man. And you know what? This past weekend, that was not the case because we had Banaka Bezicola up there bringing the good news of the gospel. You had more energy. I felt like the whole room was captivated and I kept looking across the sea of faces and I wondered what it felt like for you to see all of these white faces just like with almost their mouths hanging open looking at you because it was like they couldn't believe you speak the truth.
It was beautiful. I think it felt like I could be Jesus himself. Just seeing all of those, just being in a crowd of white people, I just imagine what it was like to carry that cross. You imagine carrying the cross and carrying the cross with all those white people jeering at you, making all of those names and making faces. But now I am at the pulpit.
Yes.
And I am talking to all everybody. It felt very beautiful. Words cannot express. And to those that are saying that this is a church of only white men, I mean, look at... I'm here with you people, and you guys are, you're a man, you're a woman, as far as I know. I'm not sure. I did not ask your pronouns before we started. I know that is a thing that we're doing in this day and age, you know, because Jesus, God comes in so many different ways. There's so many different ways that the creation can manifest. And so you guys are two diverse people.
Oh, thank you.
There's a diversity of populations.
Thank you so much. That's right. I mean, I am a girl and I go by she and her. My kids have been telling me about this. And I was wondering in your study of the Bible, we almost exclusively call God the Father. And we say he and him for God and Jesus, of course, because Jesus was an actual man. But, you know, I've heard that in different parts of the Bible, you know, Proverbs and different areas, that there are mother attributes given to God in the Bible, but we don't really focus on those. I mean, how do you experience God?
Oh, God is definitely a man. Absolutely. Yes. God is the alpha man. He's the alpha male. That is why I look up to him. It is him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that is. I'm speaking to you through God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, I don't know. That one, the Holy Spirit, I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
When the Holy Spirit comes, right. That could be anything.
That's true. That's true. I mean, it's kind of like vapor, right? If God is ice and Jesus is water, the Holy Ghost is vapor, I think.
Yes, vapor that just tingles you in your Kundalini region. Have you ever felt it before? Just
it tickles you where?
In your Kundalini, the Kundalini region. I've been hearing about this thing. You know, this kind of energy that it coils up in you, and it eventually rises and it comes from your center down below.
Ooh,
where you sit.
Kundalini,
and it rises up. Yes, from your belly button up to your chest, and then it comes out. And you start. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
That was the Holy Spirit.
It just came to me right now.
How did that feel? Do you need a tissue?
I didn't think you could see the wet spot from there, but yes, that might be a good for me.
Okay, you know, I think I'm confused because Kundalini, as far as I'm concerned, is a type of pasta, and I've had it a few times, and so I'm not really
pasta.
Yeah, Kundalini pasta, isn't
Ooh,
that?
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah,
it's kind of like Alfredo or something.
Ooh, a Kundalini pasta.
Are you telling me I could get this in a pasta? Is that what you're telling me?
Could we?
If I could eat this every day, I would buy it. Where are they selling this?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard about it at Olive Garden or something.
Yeah, I mean, Banaka, do you have pasta in Nigeria? What do you eat? What are the ways in which Nigeria is like Indy? Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis, the town of Indianapolis, okay. I thought you meant like Indy, like a Childish Gambino or a Scarface rapper.
Oh,
or
cool.
Something. Okay, Indianapolis. Oh, this fine town that's in. You know, we do have pasta. We don't eat it that much. We call it Indomie.
Oh.
It's like a ramen noodles. And that's the same thing, right? Ramen noodles?
Yeah.
It comes in little packets. And it comes, it has a very salty container on the inside. It is very delicious, but it does not give you Kundalini powers, as I was talking of now.
Oh, okay.
If that is what it is, I would love to have this other type of pasta that you guys have,
right.
Kundalini pasta. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah.
But speaking of, how is it in Nigeria, like Indianapolis? We have people.
Okay.
That's the something that we have.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people here. There are people there.
Yeah, exactly. I love it when we find connections like that. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
What a God thing.
Yes.
Do you find a difference between preaching to Americans who consider themselves very individualistic and exceptional and preaching to people in Nigeria? Like, what is their concept of the way they exist in the world? How do they see themselves? Are they easier to bring to Christ or harder?
Well, you know, Nigeria, we are the giant of Africa.
Oh.
Yes, we are the most, there are more Nigerians than any other country.
Really?
And more Nigerians in Nigeria than any other country in Africa. Okay, we are the most.
Really?
And that means we are the best.
Oh.
Because the most is the best. We know this. And that is what Nigerians have in common with Americans. We know that we are the best.
Awesome.
It is just by default.
Yeah.
You know, God appointed us. We are here.
Yeah. Oh.
And so because of that, I think that there's something that easily translates from being the from my country being the best, your country being the best, all of us, we are the best. We are here. And that is why I'm so excited that you guys give us money so we can continue to be the best.
That is so great. I love that because, yeah, really, you know, we're the best here and you guys are the best there. And we are really the vanguards of what the church really should look like. And I'm looking at a picture of your church and I'm not sure how to pronounce the name of your church. What is it? How do you pronounce that?
Oh, yeah, the Mount Hezekiah Baptist Anikolopo Baptist Church. Catholicism Cemetery America.
Awesome.
Incorporated.
A mouthful.
I love that name. And you know, as I'm looking at the picture here that, you know, we had in the program, what is that large kind of, I guess it looks like a, it's kind of a large well thing going up and down right next to the church. I wasn't really sure what that device was.
Oh, that is, it is pumping water.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yes, and we call it a borehole.
Okay.
Yes. It is actually pumping water from the ground.
Oh, cool.
So we can have water in the church.
We have a really similar thing because I've been, you know, like around Texas, and it almost looks like what we have with oil. But that's great that it is pumping water. I love that.
Yes, some people might call it oil, but you know, we don't like to use those. Those are technical terms.
Okay.
We don't like to do that. Okay. You know, we just have to do certain things to keep our operations going.
Oh, yeah. See.
You know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yes.
And does anybody ever try to come and get the water?
What? No, no, no. That is for us. What do you know? Nobody needs the water.
Oh, okay.
Because we have a lot of operations. Like I said, we have a lot of buildings, you know, private jets, cars. We have to power our operations with that water.
Okay, because
yes.
I do notice the wall sort of around the church. That's a high wall you've got there. And I noticed the picture of the guys up there, and it seems like they're not messing around. They're really, you know, they're saying, you know, we are protecting the church or something.
Yeah, do you have to have security because Christians are oppressed there?
Yes, yes, there are so much persecution of the church. Thank you. Oh, my God. You know this. When you bring the gospel, people will try to attack you. And so, you know, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. But what about if you have the AK-47?
Right. Oh, right.
That's right.
Sometimes you have to use the AK.
Yeah.
Thank God it was a good day. The Book of Ice Cube. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Well, I noticed you travel with quite a security team. You must really be under persecution for telling the truth of the gospel.
Yes. You know, when you try and bring the gospel, you try to preach the holy water, when you are bringing that all over the world, people will attack you. And I have to protect myself.
Right.
You know, I stay strapped with God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I stay strapped with God and I stay strapped with my people. God protects those who protect themselves. You know it.
Totally.
You've heard that verse before.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's biblical right there.
Yes, 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 it is. And so, yes, they are protecting the church. We have guards there. There's barbed wire all over the walls. But people also know when they see the security, when they see the armed men, they know that this is the power of God.
Yeah.
That is great.
And that's holy water they have in there. It's not just like any other holy water. This is, yes, this is very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yes.
When I saw you walk into the green room behind the auditorium with your entourage, I said, now this is a powerful man of God.
Totally.
It was almost like
was
Rick Warren
so
was walking.
So cool.
In.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I did have another question, which is, you know, I know you're here for a few weeks. What are you planning on doing here in America after you're done, you know, raising money for your church and your operation? Are you guys going to be able to do any sightseeing?
Oh, yes, you know, I'm going. I'm spending time in Texas.
Okay.
You know, big Nigerian population in Texas. You know, so I'm going to be visiting some of my friends there, Rick Perry. Ted, all of my buddies.
Oh, is Rick Perry Nigerian? I never knew that.
That's so cool.
No, he's not Nigerian, but he's a friend.
Oh, you know, we've
done some favors for each other.
Yeah.
Yes, and so. Just seeing the homies,
yeah.
You know, my people.
Yeah. So great.
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to bring up, I don't want to get too hyper-focused on your preaching style, but I can't get over it. It just overwhelmed me in such an amazing way. The fact that, you know, most of our guest speakers, they walk onto stage to applause. And what you did with sort of like dimming the lights in the room, fogging the room, like having the, you know, searchlights start going and the music start pounding, and then you came probably 100 feet from the side stage to the pulpit, just doing back handsprings the entire way. And I was like, is this an Olympic athlete? You are a specimen. And a lot of times when you would get so fired up, when the Holy Spirit would overtake you, you would just do a flip in the air, landing right back on your feet, you know, a hand-free back flip in the air. I was like, this is powerful.
That is the Kundalini, the Holy Spirit, when it comes. It will just take off. You don't even know where it will go.
Oh.
And we cannot do it now. You can feel it. You can feel it in your bodies right now. And we can even try an exercise to access the Kundalini if you
oh,
like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then we should go to Macaroni Grill and see if we can eat some Kundalini.
I love you people, man.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be
let's
great.
Let's do an exercise.
That would be
yeah,
so good.
Cool.
Yes,
it.
You know.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, of course, close your eyes. And we're going to call on all of the holy names to come into here,
okay.
And just bless us. We need help from God.
Yes.
We need help from all of your holy emissaries. We need you to come into this place,
yes,
and bless these people. Fill them with your energy, God.
Yes.
I'm calling on white baby Jesus. Will you come into this place? You come and fill this place. Fill us into our groins. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I am calling on a black groan, Jesus. Will you come to us? Fill us with your groins, oh, God. Fill us with your power. I am calling on all of your servants, oh, God. I am calling on Tupac, who died in your name. I am calling on Biggie, who died in your name. Will you come and fill our groins and rise it up, God? Rise it
okay.
up. Just fill us up with your goodness. And let it kind of... if you can do a what we call a Kegel exercise, just like squeeze the Kegel muscles like you're about to pee. Just squeeze them.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Squeeze it a few times. And and you will feel that rise come into you, and you let it go to your belly button.
Yes, come, Jesus.
And up to your chest. And then maybe touch your nipples, maybe. I mean, or your chest, whatever you call it.
Oh.
And
Jesus.
Something, I don't
when
want
you,
to do that. I don't know.
when you feel that place coming to you, when you feel it, oh my God, when it comes, hush, black.
Oh, Rabakosheka!
Ellie?
Yeah, so.
Oh my goodness, I think I need to excuse myself right quick and just use the bathroom really quick. Just
okay, great. Well, I'm not sure if I really understood that. It seems like you got kind of too into it, Hallie.
Hey, when the spirit moves, allow it to move. Why are you trying to get in the way of the spirit?
Are you married?
Well, I have to consult my concubines, okay?
Oh, wow. If you're not married, I'll tell you what, Banaka, you're gonna have to actually guard your heart, and you're gonna have to really be careful not to stumble in the flesh, because women are gonna start throwing themselves at you if they think you're not married, because you are a catch.
Hey, look, God, I will allow God to bless me in any ways that God wants to bless me.
Ooh.
I will not put any limits on God's blessings. That's what I will say. I appreciate the message of guarding your heart. That's why I keep the security with me. That's why my entourage is with
okay.
me.
Well, that's
they do guarding for
okay.
me.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, and I definitely think it was surprising when the entourage would shoot the AK-47s in the air while you were preaching, because that was just that, you know, that's not really something that we've ever had. And I think a lot of people were going, uh-oh, you know, it's a shooting or something, because that is something that we do have a lot of in America. But, you know, it, once we figured out that that wasn't what was happening, I mean, it was definitely exciting.
Yeah.
Fireworks. What's the difference?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. You know, we all know guns, fireworks, they came from the same technology.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so that is, we're just celebrating God in as many ways as possible. So, you know, whether it's singing a song, whether it's with a choir, whether it's through the gospel, whether it's speaking in tongues, whether it's throwing, you know, shooting your AK-47 in the air because you're so excited and on fire with Jesus Christ. It is all blessings. It is all beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Now, Banaka, the one other thing that I did want to comment on that people, since they can't see you, a couple of things I did want to describe your appearance. You are black. You're from Nigeria. But something that I thought was really cool is that a lot of people, I think, they think Africa, they think these people dress differently or something. You are wearing what I would consider what is that sort of a long. Is it like kind of like an NBA jersey? I really like that. It's a kind of a long NBA jersey that goes down kind of past your knees, and you're wearing some really like nice silk pants or something. And you've also got that great tattoo of what I would describe as Space Jam, the original.
Oh, yes. You know, I believe that God has sent many, many prophets to us. And Michael Jordan and what he did to those enemies, those agents of Satan in that movie.
Okay,
I was beautiful. It was God's work, and that's why I tattooed Michael Jordan as Space Jam, the original Space Jam, on my torso, because I wanted to showcase the glamour of God and what God can do, what you do on God's side. When you walk with the all-stars,
yes,
the Bugs Bunny and the all-stars, when you walk with them, you can defeat Satan in any of his ways that he comes across.
And is the jersey, is that a traditional garment that you all wear, or is that something you picked up here?
No, that's something I got tailored. Okay. You know, I have my own tailor. Thanks to your funds, that is part of the mission work that you guys are helping us do. I have my own tailor. And they tailored this specifically for me. I wanted something that was like NBA chic.
Okay,
you know, like Allen Iverson meets the Dalai Lama. Something like that. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Right.
And I think you did an excellent job, as you see in the photo there.
Yes, totally. Wow, that is really nice.
I was trying to figure out who the enemy was, and all I could think of was the Detroit Pistons. I think MJ really didn't like Detroit. Like, I'm trying to think of who would be Michael Jordan's arch nemesis. Would it be Isaiah Thomas?
Yes, Isaiah, that little man. What is wrong with him? How dare he try and mess with Michael Jordan? What? God gave him 6 feet inches, six two or something like that. He's very tall, and Isaiah Thomas said that he can come at Michael Jordan. No, I wish, if God blessed me with 6 feet inches, 6 feet inches, yes. If God blessed me with that amount of height, I would be on the court. Zeke, that's what they call him, Isaiah Thomas Zeke. Yes, he's an enemy. He's an agent of Satan for the Detroit Pistons, and we don't mess with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely. I guess I never really thought of that. I mean, what do you even do about that?
That's part of why I'm here in America.
Is that right?
I'm here in Indianapolis. Yes, and I know it is a very short train ride to Detroit. Uh-huh. And I'm going to go there, and I'm bringing my Bible, and I'm bringing my entourage, my army of God with me, and we're going to confront him there. I hope he is still there, and I'm going to let him know the gospel, power of God, when he sees our force. Eh?
I can't imagine what Isaiah Thomas is going to do when you guys show up with a bunch of guys with guns and a Bible, and especially in Detroit, because I'm not totally certain if he even lives there anymore.
Well, you know, Kundalini walks in mysterious ways, I would say that. And, you know, there are guns, and there's also seduction, if I'm going to be frank.
Oh, no.
And I think that once Zeke sees me and the moves I will put on him, I think that he will have a different perspective.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I'll be able to change his ways. And I think I'm going to be able to bring him on our side.
Well, I'll tell you what, before you leave Indy, you should stop by the Four Winds Casino, because you could run into Jordan. Really, any casino you go to, you got a good shot of meeting the MJ.
Well, he's a winner.
See?
Right? And so that's why he's there. Jesus is a winner. Jordan is a winner. So you just keep going. Why stop? Do you guys know that song? Jesus is a winner, man. A winner, man.
A winner, man.
Jesus is a winner, man. A winner, man. All the time. Yes.
That's so catchy.
I feel like I'm in Nigeria.
I know. Just transported me right there.
Yes. The song is actually from Detroit, but yes, Nigeria as well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Banaka, before we let you go, we did want to give you a moment to, because your ministry is so important, is there anything that you need from all the listeners here at Twin Hills that could help you as you continue to grow your really, I guess what I would say, unique ministry there in Wakanda, Nigeria?
Yes. I'm so glad you said that. You know, two countries, lots of things that have to be happening. I just need your tithes. I need people to tithe, you know. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. Mm. Give all you can. Mm. And so if people could just give 10% of their earnings to me, and to the ministry, I'm sorry, to the church. If they can just give that, and, you know, write your donations, I'm sure that connecting with church can connect them to our account.
Yes, okay.
That would help our ministry go so far that we can continue to preach about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We can continue to preach about the army of God. We continue to have that barbed wire around our walls. We continue to drill for water. You know, all these very important things. Yes, the tithes of the people in your congregation will go very, very
Do you have a Venmo address you'd like to share?
Oh, yes, I do. I do have a Venmo address. It is at Catholic Services Anikolapo Kuchubro or Dinakachuga Ministries .. Holy Ghost Fire. That's it. That is
okay.
It. Yes.
Easy to remember.
Banaka Bezekola was played by the delightful and hilarious Odinaka Ezekoli. Check out his new movie, Dimland, out on all platforms. And he also works as an astrologer. If you're interested in seeing what's up with you in the stars, go to odinakaezekoli.com or follow him at Odinaka. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.